You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Their replay of a game from 2012. It was the Colts at Detroit. And the Colts were down by 12 late in this game. And back from the dead, Andrew Luck brought back the Colts. And he showed exactly what a high-level, elite-level quarterback can do with a couple of offensive tools, a decent offensive line, and skills beyond the dreams of almost anyone. And it occurred to me in that moment that that team really wasn't very good. They had an okay roster. Reggie Wayne was kind of at the end of his career. Mathis was there. You know, he still had a couple of good years left in him. Costanzo was there at left tackle. But other than that, you really didn't have a hell of a lot going on with that roster, except Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck was really, really good, especially late in that game, bringing him back from the dead and winning that game with the final play. That was really neat. That was fun to watch. And again, occurred to me, that's what the Colts need. Gardner Minshew is not that guy. All respect to Gardner Minshew. With what he's got, with what God gave him, he's making a lot of money and having a lot of fun, and that's wonderful. But Anthony Richardson, he's got some Andrew Luck in him. And Anthony Richardson has got to be Andrew Luck for this team to function well and make hay in the regular season to get to the postseason. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about Stephon Diggs. Found out something that was kind of patently obvious about his deal. There was no dead cap attached to the deal that he signed in Buffalo after this coming season. So you knew this was a one-year deal. And let's get out of this thing, see whether Diggs has anything left. And then if we want to renegotiate, we'll renegotiate. But with no cap attached, no dead cap, you knew he was going to be a free agent at the end of the season because nobody is going to pay Stephon Diggs the kind of jack he is going to make this coming year moving forward at the age of 31. He's going to be 30, and so that's just the way it is. We will talk about Paige Beckers and Caitlin Clark. Can you believe that I gave Caitlin Clark second billing in a game against Paige Beckers? That's crazy. Anyway, tonight, after South Carolina completely disembowels NC State, you're going to have Clark versus Beckers 2, and we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be fascinating to see if Caitlin Clark can elevate her team one more time and get to the championship game to face a really serious team in South Carolina. This could be a really bad weekend for North Carolina State as an athletic department. Both teams in the Final Four, women's tonight and men tomorrow, neither will make the championship game. We'll talk about that a little bit. The network that we were just discussing, the NFL Network, they made some cuts. They cut 4 on-camera talent, all of which are really, really good. And I wonder just what the hell they are thinking. Josh Schertz, the head coach, the celebrated head coach of the Indiana State Sycamores, he's got a decision to make. Does he want to stay in Terre Haute, maybe pursue that job in Fayetteville, Arkansas, or is he going to go to St. Louis? Has that deal already been done? Pacers tonight, 5.5-point favorites against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Injuries, a big deal for that game. Tonight, this is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Friday, April 5th, 2024. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Before we talk about that, if you're a subscriber to this channel, you are eligible to win a free Our Lads electronic version Draft Guide. They do great work. This thing, hundreds of pages, in-depth profiles of all the people that the Colts are going to draft. It's a fascinating read. You're going to love it. All you have to do is DM me your email address to be eligible and be a subscriber. I randomly pull an email address. And then those electronic versions of the draft guide right in your email box very, very quickly. We'll have a winner by the end of the day. Another one. We've given away three of these. We'll give away more until they tell me to stop. And my bookie, look, you think you know what's going to happen in sports? Put your money where your mouth is. Do it at my bookie. Go to my bookie and use promo code Kent. Your sign-up bonus could be $1,000. Up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus just for using the promo code Kent. That is awesome. Subscribe to this channel to be eligible for the giveaways, and because it's just good form. It helps you follow the right things and get the truth about the Indianapolis Colts, Indiana Hoosiers, Purdue Boilermakers, Caitlin Clark, hell, everybody, Pacers, let's go. Like the video. I like every single video I watch because it's the polite thing to do. It's a Hoosier hospitality thing to do. It takes no time at all. It doesn't cost you nothing. Now, donations. If you want to make a donation, make a donation. It's a wonderful thing to do. And if you include a comment or a question, we share it with the class. That's what we do. It comes in a nice graphic. It's not about the money. It's the graphic. It's an eye-catching graphic. And I say, oh, here's what this person wants to know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's just that easy. All right, let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Colts, watching on the NFL Network, you know, I hit the guide and I was like, hey, it's that Colts comeback from 2012 in Detroit. Matthew Stafford on one side, Andrew Luck on the other. The Colts on the business end of a 33-21 ass kicking with about 4 minutes left. And then the Colts got busy. Luck threw an interception. Listen to these stats for Andrew Luck, for goodness sake. Luck was 24 of 54 for 391, four touchdowns, three interceptions. I anticipate seeing a lot of lines like that for Anthony Richardson. As long as you win games, that's cool. And late in the game, Andrew Luck did Andrew Luck things. He tucked the ball and he ran it three times in the last 5 minutes. Tucked it, ran it, did the right thing. Pocket broke down. There was nobody open. Off he went. That is how Anthony Richardson needs to behave as a quarterback. Pocket first, run second. Designed runs, to hell with those. Don't do it. You get the opportunity to run with the football because the pocket breaks down. Run your ass off and have a good time. Try to avoid contact. All right. You know what? 2012, without exceptional play from Andrew Luck, they had no chance whatsoever to win. None. that roster in 2012 was really not very good. And if you don't believe me about that, believe Bruce Arians, who said that that roster was, he used profanity to describe the quality of the roster, a word starting with S. And Andrew Luck lifted that to an 11-5 team. That this roster is better than that, but Andrew Luck has still got to, or Anthony Richardson has still got to do Andrew Luck things. Uncle Buckle says, I have nothing to add, but here's my $2. Go team. All right, nice. that makes me laugh. With the game on the line, just under 4 minutes left, down 12, 4th and 2, Luck tucks and gets that first down and gets a horse collar penalty called. And that gives the Colts a free 15 yards, not just the 15 yards, stop the clock. That's what this kind of thing can do. That's what being an explosive runner can do. It's not about RPO. It's not. It's about a defense that has got to be like keenly aware of where the quarterback is at all times, has to kind of keep pocket discipline. And if they don't, off this guy goes and he makes them pay. And that's what Andrew Luck did on 4th and 2. That game was on the line. He went and got the first down. They went and scored the touchdown. And then they got the ball back. Didn't have some kind of fluky, weird turnover or an onside kick. They just got it back and moved it down the field again and scored that final game-winning touchdown on the final. The clock was at 0. It was awesome. But this is what's got to happen with Anthony Richardson, and it's why the Colts invested the 4th overall draft pick in him, because he's got the stuff to be able to do it. He has things that make you scratch your head and say, boy, that's really pretty good. You got to have that at the quarterback position. How many times have we seen Patrick Mahomes do things like that? They've gone. The Chiefs have been the representative of the AFC in a lot of Super Bowls recently. I think they played in 4 of the last 5, haven't they? At least 3 of the last 4, but I think 4 of the last 5. You need that to be able to get you over the hump. And Anthony Richardson needs to have that. Going to be interesting to see whether he can get there and stay healthy enough to make it matter. We'll find out. Stephon Diggs, he's going to be a free agent after the season, and we knew that was going to happen. He's getting paid a whole lot of jack for this season. The Texans, they send a draft pick to the Bills, a second rounder, and the Bills send a couple with Diggs to the Texans. And so, you know what, this is more, I think, just getting rid of a headache who's got a big ticket. And so the Texans said, you know what we'll do for you? We will just void the final years of the contract. There was no dead cap charge to us if we move on. So why don't we just agree right now to kind of move on, and we'll evaluate our relationship. And if you want to go someplace else, God bless. We've already gotten out of you what we expected. And that was 1 year, hopefully, of excellence where Diggs is on his best behavior because free agency is upcoming. And he's playing his best football. So if you've got Nico Collins and you got Stephon Diggs and you got Stroud throwing him the ball, you got a hell of a dynamic offense. People, I think, are paying way too much attention to other positions. Joe Mixon, look, here's the thing with Joe Mixon. He isn't a Bengal anymore. Why? Same thing with Diggs. He isn't a Bill anymore. Everybody thinks that these guys are just automatic elevators for the Texans. Well, if they were automatic elevators, why did their teams of origin say, you know what, not so much? You have to know those things. There is a yin and a yang in these things, in these negotiations, and in these decisions. For every free agent who signs somewhere else, he has a team of origin who said he's not worth it. Every player who is traded is traded from a team that didn't have any use for him anymore. That's the Bills. And so that's where they are with the Texans. Don't get all, like, aggravated as Colts fans. I get it. This has been kind of a crappy month, right? These 4 weeks between the beginning of free agency And what we've got today about what wait tonight's going to be the second and third round of the NFL draft. That's 3 weeks from tonight. So, you know, I get it. It's aggravating to see a team completely sit on their hands and let everybody else have all the fun. But rarely do the teams who win March or early April win a Super Bowl. It doesn't happen very often. People are going to celebrate all that the Texans have done. Let's see what they look like come September. Maybe it all works out. I remember in 2015, this time of year, just 9 years ago, Andre Johnson and Frank Gore. Woo! Right? And I think they picked up an offensive lineman, maybe a defensive lineman. You're like, damn, Colts going to go to the Super Bowl. No, they didn't. They got worse. They backslid. They went 11-5, went to the AFC Championship game. And that is, they've won one playoff game since 2014. Let's talk about South Carolina, NC State tonight. That game at 7 o'clock. You know what? South Carolina is going to disembowel the Wolfpack. These next 2 days, they promise to be maybe the most miserable for Raleigh sports fans in the history of the university. Because these two teams, there's high hopes. They have no chance, zero chance. NC State will not win against South Carolina tonight. And NC State is almost certain not to win tomorrow night. Although, you know what? Is it about time for Purdue to get beat by a double-digit seed? Maybe. I don't think that they will. I think Zach Edey, you know, we got Zach Edey and Burns, and everybody's going to watch DJ Burns match up with Edey. 6'9", fat, against 7'4", kind of trim, but, you know, moves well, good hands, can finish. Nobody thinks that Burns is going to be able to hang with Edey. He's going to get in five. Everybody's worried about that matchup. I'm not worried about that matchup whatsoever. The matchup I want to see is Braden Smith and Michael O'Connell. That's the interesting one. That's the one I want to watch. I think Michael O'Connell is a really, really good point guard. He's a transfer out of Stanford, 6'2", distributes the ball exceptionally well, and is really a tough guy. He's kind of the bellwether for North Carolina State. Which of these point guards is going to be the better leader? Which is going to be the tougher guy? That's who's going to win this game. And I think that it's going to be Braden Smith. So that's the matchup that I want to see. It's not about Burns, for God's sake. It is about O'Connell. We'll see. Klingon in the other game gets the ink, but Newton's the guy. Right, Klingon for UConn. Everybody, you can't score against him. What an elite rim protector. He should be top three in the NBA draft. Why would anybody take Klingon in the top three of the NBA draft? And Edey is down the line in the first round or being taken in the second round. How the hell does that make any sense whatsoever? Klingon is 7'2". He doesn't shoot it from outside either. What are we talking about here? Just stupidity. Newton is the key to UConn. UConn is absolutely going to trash Bama. 11.5-point spread. UConn. That's a gift. That's a gift from your old Uncle Kent. UConn going to cover. And the Boilermakers, I think, have a really good chance to cover, too. The NFL Network, they fired Andrew Siciliano. They fired Melissa Stark, Will Selva, and James Palmer. Cost-cutting. Seriously? Cost-cutting? The NFL does nothing but make money. How can Roger Goodell, as the commissioner of the NFL, making more than $50 million a year with a lifetime use of a private plane, how in the hell can he look anybody in the face, any entity that he has any management role in, and say, yeah, we got to get rid of Andrew Siciliano? Andrew Siciliano has done as much for the popularity of the NFL as Roger Goodell has. Roger Goodell has gotten rich riding a wave of popularity in the NFL. He didn't cause any of it. Andrew Siciliano and the NFL Network, the people, the talent on the NFL Network, have done great work by NFL fans. Will Selva too. And you know what? If they're not willing to maintain that roster of terrific talent that they've got, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to have that make any sense. That is a really good network. They do a superb job. Why would you test our patience by getting rid of a really, really good dude and really good talent like Siciliano? I just don't get it. And Selva and Palmer and Stark. Melissa Stark's awesome. What are you doing? Like, I get that you want a little bit of churn. You don't want to have your talent like age into antiquity, as happens at ESPN. You don't want that. You do want some churn, but I don't agree with this churn at all. Zero. Josh Schwartz, he, it seems, is going to head from Terre Haute, where he's a head coach at Indiana State, and go to St. Louis. St. Louis is where careers go to die, my man. I would not go there at all. I wouldn't go. Majerus literally died on the job. Cruz never got another job, right? Ford, I don't know whether he's going to get another job. You go back to Spoonauer. Spoonauer got the job at UNLV after being at St. Louis. Soderbergh never got another job in Division I. He had coached at Lindenwood. You know what? This is not Eric Musselman going from Fayetteville to Los Angeles. You get, you know, the chicken farms, the stench, Fayetteville. Ugh. No. Going to L.A., yes, yes, yes. But going from Terre Haute to St. Louis, I just don't understand. I understand that St. Louis is in the A-10, and that's a step up from the Valley, but I don't like it. I think it's a bad move. I would, if I'm him, I'm listening to other people who are calling, maybe Arkansas. You know what? I can see going from Terre Haute to Arkansas. I can see that. Going from Terre Haute to St. Louis, I don't get. If he takes it, I wish him nothing but the best. Pacers, tonight, they host Oklahoma City. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I don't do the whole initial thing, if you don't get that. I'm not calling him SGA. SGA this and PG that. And no, no, no. You got names. I'm not doing the initials. Initials drive me nuts. We got guys, Matt Norlander, who I like, and Gary Parrish, who I also like, talking about college basketball on CBS Sports Network. Hey, GP, I hate that. Stop that. Stop it with the initials. Drives me nuts. Anyway, I don't know what that... SGA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Miles Turner. MT! MT's out for the Pacers. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander out for the Thunder. The Pacers, 5.5-point favorites. I don't know what to think about the Pacers coming off that loss at Brooklyn. This is at home, so you hope they're going to be a little bit better. They got 5 games left this season. Need to win tonight. Need to win Sunday against the Heat. Sunday at 5. That's the key to holding out of that 6 hole, that 6 seed in the NBA playoffs. You do not want to fall to 7, and you do not want to fall to 8. And the 76ers are coming. They're in 8th right now. They're breathing down the necks of the Heat. Pacers, a half game ahead of the Heat. You have got to win these next 2. Let's go, Pacers. Let's go, Caitlin. I'm all behind Caitlin now that she's coming to the Fever. Didn't used to like her too much. Now that she's on our it's like Bill Laimbeer, right? If you were a Pistons fan, you loved Bill Laimbeer. If you were a Bulls fan, you hated Bill Laimbeer. Bill Laimbeer, I've never met anybody who gave off an immediate vibe of indifference to other human beings as quickly as Bill Laimbeer. He is a gift, the gift of indifference to humanity. It's quite something to see in practice. It's like, wow, he doesn't care. There's nothing here. He just doesn't care about people. Not hard to see. At any rate, have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you throughout the weekend now and again. And looking forward to that. Have a great time. We will see you out tomorrow someplace. I'm going to be out watching the Purdue game because that's what we do. They go to the NCAA Final Four once every 44 years, I'll be damned if I'm not going to go out to celebrate it. Let's go, Boilers. I'm not saying.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.